This is an iHeart podcast.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, final hour of the Jesse Kelly Show. Reminding you, if you miss any part of the show, you can download the whole thing on iHeart, Google, Spotify, and iTunes. You ready for some good news? All right, now this good news is going to take me longer to get to because there's the surface good news and then there's a deeper good news. And you know, we like to go deeper on this show. So Bud Light... couple different headlines I'll read for you. Bud Light suffers bloodbath as a longtime and loyal consumers revolt against the transgender campaign. Bud Light distributors are spooked by the backlash. Apparently they lost billions in market share, which most of that bounced back today. You're not going to know whether they're going to really, really suffer for some time. Forget about short-term trends. They had a rough weekend. You won't know if they're going to suffer for some time. But it's good they had a bad weekend. It's good they got slapped into waking up a little bit. But there's something else, something deeper and better that is happening out there. How does this happen with Bud Light? How does it happen? Why does this keep happening with these major corporations, traditional corporations? They'll eventually just lean back and spit in people's faces. Allow me to present to you Bud Light's new VP of marketing.
I'm a businesswoman. I had a really clear job to do when I took over Bud Light. And it was, this brand is in decline. It's been in decline for a really long time. And if we do not attract young drinkers to come and drink this brand, there will be no future for Bud Light. And what I brought to that was a belief in, okay, what does evolve and elevate mean? It means inclusivity. It means shifting the tone. It means having a campaign that's truly inclusive and feels lighter and brighter and different and appeals to women and to men. Mm-hmm. And representation is at sort of the heart of evolution. You've got to see people who reflect you in the work. And we had this hangover. I mean, Bud Light had been kind of a brand of fratty, kind of out of touch humor. And it was really important that we had another approach.
And then they started slapping transsexuals on the cans and people canceled orders. Now, that's what happened to Bud Light. That's what happened to Anheuser-Busch. But the deeper, better thing, remember I told you I had a meeting this morning with some guys who were working on creating a parallel economy. And when I say working on creating a parallel economy, I need to be clear. I'll give you more details as I'm allowed to and as I share things. But I don't mean a couple guys sitting in their mom's basement with an idea to create a parallel economy. I'm talking rich, intelligent guys who are already doing it. The work is already being done and they're bringing in other extremely intelligent, successful guys to do this. Creating a new network, a new economy. A huge part of what they're doing right now is this. They're helping out the corporations, the businesses, large and small, who are out there right now, not advertising this fact, but they're out there right now, desperate to bring in talent, non-communist talent. The corporate world, parts of it are unsalvageable, but huge parts of the corporate world, they are finally waking up to the fact that that liberal white woman you hired out of Harvard, she's not your VP. She's not your head of HR. She's cancer. You grabbed a cancer and you brought a cancer into your body on purpose. And if you don't get rid of it and stop doing that, you're going to die. The corporate world is aware of these. And this is what they do. Honestly, HR departments are famous for this. I was talking to the guys today. They're having CEOs who can't fire the HR people yet for contract reasons come to them in private. They're working around HR saying, hey, I really need a VP of this here. Please don't email the company directly. I can't let HR know, but I need you to find me one who's not a nutball. Corporate America is beginning to wake up. Parts of it are beginning to wake up and realize This is what's happening to these corporations. You think if you're Anheuser-Busch, you think I get Chris, look up this lady. I bet you money she went to an elite school. Alyssa Heinerscheid. Chris, you're on your own trying to spell that. Good luck for you. It'll pop up in a search. Anyway, guarantee she went to an elite university. And I guarantee she has this background of working for these high-powered corporations. But this is what corporate America has traditionally done, so they think that's what they should do. No, let's go to Stanford and grab the newest Stanford grad because Stanford produces the smartest people in the world. And you bring this person in, and you don't realize you just brought in a committed communist who's going to come into your company. They're going to find the choke points of leadership in your company, like HR, who controls the hiring and firing, and they're going to destroy your company from within. There is a new network beginning. A new network beginning that is going to eliminate a lot of this stuff and going to protect us from a lot of this stuff. We are doing good things. We have a lot of work to do, but we are doing good things. Now, I do want to say one last thing on this Bud Light thing, so I want to get to some other stuff here. It's got to last more than a weekend. I've been watching this stuff for a while. I remember very well when the NFL was taking a dump all over the flag. America sucks. All that, I remember all of it. Black Lives Matter stuff. Drew Brees wore a rapist's name on his helmet. And I remember almost everyone I know on the right. I'm done with the NFL. They lost me forever. I'm done. I remember even seeing stupid online videos of people burning their jerseys and stuff like that. I'm done. It's over. And then a couple weeks later, oh my goodness, did you see that throw? Whoa, it's good for my fantasy team. Punishing Bud Light for one weekend. Punishing Anheuser-Busch, I should say, because there's a ton of beers you should no longer support. Punishing Anheuser-Busch one weekend won't do a thing. You slaughter this company's market share for 6 months to a year, the next time someone suggests something like this, they get fired. That's the goal. And look, I've got to do better too. We had a big Easter thing this weekend. All these people coming over. And so I had to go buy beer for the party and didn't buy Bud Light. Very proud of myself walking in, bought a 24 pack of Coors Light. I don't drink Coors Light, but I was, yeah, let's get the Coors Light. Immediately people let me know, yep, Coors, all that LGBTQ crap too. Same thing. You really have to go local for the most part for it. So I made a bad purchasing decision this weekend myself. It's got to last longer than a week. It has to last longer than a weekend. Period. End of story. Chris keeps saying self-brew. Chris, that's too much work. I don't want to self-brew. No, it's not too much work for you. You're a nerd who builds stuff and cars and all this other. I'm not brewing my own beer. I'm too busy with my new griddle hitting homers. Oh, Chris, did I tell? Oh, yeah. By the way, Chris, he wants your recipe. Wants you to email him your recipe if you're home brewing beer. Chris will use it. I'm dead serious. He's like that. He makes us bagels. He's just one of these people. He's going to start brewing beer. I know he is. Probably make money or something like that. Anyway, what was I going to say, Chris? Oh, yeah, the griddle. Put the griddle aside. For the party this weekend, had everyone coming over. You know what I did? I smoked a queso. Oh, you see it? You see the picture of it? I don't know. Somebody said something about seed oils. These seed oil people are as annoying as the CrossFitters. I swear they are. They're the same. Oh, my gosh, seed oils. Anyway, smoked queso. I bought a bunch of cubed up smoked Gouda in the grocery store. And then I bought diced jalapenos and diced onions. And beef chorizo, so that even you can eat it, Chris. And then I got some high-end Velveeta, and I chopped that up into cubes and just dropped it in one of those temporary, one of the disposable foil pans. Threw it on the smoker, because I'm a bit of a pit boss with my wood pellet smoker. Threw it on the smoker, smoked it for a few hours. Dude, greatest thing I've ever eaten in my entire life. What, Chris? Be jealous. I'm jealous about that. That's kosher. You could eat that, right, Chris? Because it was beef chorizo. Why? Oh, beef and cheese. What if I left the Gouda out? Could you try it if I left it? Seriously, Velveeta's not cheese. It says it's a cheese product. That's why it's high end. What do you mean? Yes, you can. Ask your rabbi about that. You're full of crap. I think you can eat it, Chris. Anyway, hey, we have to put our money where our morals are for more than one weekend. I will tell you, though, good news, all my non-political neighbors, they were all mad about it. They were all mad about it. No one bought it. Anyone who had it in their house, they brought it over because they're like, we had to get it drunk and get it out of the house. So people are aware, is it going to last? I don't know. Let's make sure it lasts. Putting your money where your morals are. Everything isn't as easy as your cell phone company. Switching to Pure Talk is easy. Maintaining something like not watching the NFL is harder. It is. It's harder. It's still hard for me. I've told you that. Look, the cell phone, please tell me you've switched to Pure Talk. You don't need Verizon. You don't need AT&T. You don't need T-Mobile. Because Pure Talk's on the same 5G network as one of the big guys. You're not sacrificing service. And you deal with a patriotic company that loves the country, that actually pushes your values. Did you know Pure Talk is out there dealing with veteran suicide as well? They share your values. And your bill will get cut in half? Mine did. Dial #250 and say Jesse Kelly. Spend 10 minutes on the phone talking to an American and switch to Pure Talk, all right? #250, say Jesse Kelly. Hang on. It is the Jesse Kelly Show coming to you on a Tuesday. You can email me, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. San Francisco Whole Foods closes amid a crime wave. What's our saying? What do we say to the good people of San Francisco who vote Democrat? When your liberal Aunt Peggy calls you from San Francisco tonight and she tells you, oh, that sucks. I love Whole Foods. I got all my fresh fruit there. What are you going to tell her? What are you going to tell her? You voted for this. You voted for this. This is how the people of San Francisco want to live. This is how they have chosen to live. Over and over and over again, they have gone to the polls and told, the politicians to keep doing this. Keep destroying our city. And that is a shame because I have been told, I've actually never spent any time there. I've been told that back in the day, San Francisco was the most beautiful city in the United States of America. And it does. It looks absurdly cool in the movies. But I ain't going to be checking in anytime soon. Diversity Hire, Corinne Diversity Hire, having a rough go of it with the press.
So I'll say this. It is also unprecedented that a president takes as many shouted questions as this president has. And he has.
No.
Okay. Okay. Well, we'll certainly get the data and share that with all of you.
Get the data. Yeah, I'm sure there's a great stat tracker out there for how many shouted questions the president has. Yeah, and then they're asked, is he ever going to do a press conference?
Any chance you guys have reconsidered the decision not to have a press conference while you're in Ireland?
So look, I appreciate the question. I know you guys asked. So a couple of things. Look, as you know, the president regularly and takes questions from the press informally as well at different locations and different formats. Right before he got on Air Force One, he took about five very newsy questions. For all of you, which I think was very important for all of you, and it's also for the American people to hear from him directly on.
Okay, that sounds good. All right, that's good. But we have to get to this White House leak. The Pentagon leak is not White House leak. This Pentagon leak is really, really, really bad. I get to that in a minute, but I'm behind on the emails. Remember, you can email me, love, hate, death threats, ask Dr. Jesse questions, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. This one's about abortion. Oracle Sensei, I don't want to obfuscate the fact that you are always right, but you are wrong on this and need to apply your triage rules on abortion. I respect your impassioned dedication to your stance, but after listening to various recaps of the Wisconsin election disaster and after the 2022 midterms debacle, we can't let the communists continue their destruction by holding on to this issue in a rigid fashion. If we don't come to grips with this immediately, we aren't going to have any beachheads left to fight from. We will continue to lose as the left has artfully been able to hide their immense failures behind this issue. Okay, one, remember, I'm never going to tell you where to stand on things. I tell you where I stand on things. I agree and I disagree with this. One, I agree that you as a Republican in most races shouldn't be out there campaigning on, we're going to ban abortion. I know that you shouldn't be campaigning on that. I understand that. I do. However, there's what you campaign on, and then there's what you do. Remember Barack Obama's campaign? Probably don't, but especially his first campaign. Do you remember his campaign? I remember it like it was yesterday. Barack Obama, go back and listen to his campaign speeches, to his debate performances. Barack Obama sounded like a very reasonable centrist, almost could have sounded like a moderate Republican. Barack Obama was a full-blown card-carrying communist who has dreamt about burning America to the ground every single day of his life. And yet he campaigned like that. I am not saying you should, as a Republican, run out there and campaign on ban every abortion forever, it's murder. But that should be your stance. And to which I'll have people respond to me. And I get this. I'm not mad at you. You're always welcome to disagree with me. It's not like I'm God over here. But I'll have people respond to me and they'll say, well, Jesse, but we can't win. We already lost on the issue. Man, I'm going to give it to you straight. And I understand I'm just more pro-life than most people. I get that, but I'm going to give it to you straight. If we are a nation now, if we are a nation where the people love abortion, where we don't feel any obligation to protect the unborn, then I don't care to protect the nation. I don't. We're not a people worthy of a nation if we can't protect God-breathed life in the womb. Now, that said, we do need to make sure we are educating people out there, educating people on what it is. Because when a lot of these people out there, when a lot of these people say, hey, women don't know, or it's a clump of cells or cluster of cells, when a lot of these people say that, they really mean that. They don't know. They've been lied to by every part of the system, from entertainment to education to Democrats to corporate America. A lot of women really don't know. We do need to educate people and teach people about life and heartbeats and things like that. We do. We do. So I'm fine if we change tactics. You can ask me to change tactics. That's fine. Don't tell me to moderate on it. I'm not moderating. It's not a political issue for me. A baby is not a political issue. It's a life. All right? It's a life. And yeah, look, these women even get lied to by corporate America now. Corporate America is all in on this. My grocery store in my area, Kroger, gigantic grocery store, I believe it's national Kroger, but they've already announced they're going to pay for women to go out of state and have them, man. It's crazy. It's why, again, we have to build a parallel economy and we have to put our money where our morals are. Look, I've brought up my pillows all season slippers because they have the big blowout sale. But in reality, when you have a corporation that produces products like they do, as good as quality as they do, and has chosen to promote your values, MyPillow should be your first stop for many things because they make so many different things. A lot more than just pillows, sheets and mattress toppers and pajamas. They make friggin' dog beds. And MyPillow should be your first stop. Let's keep our money in our community, support our community, and stop supporting their community. And yeah, it doesn't hurt to get $120 off the all-season slippers. You can get an all-season slipper for $25. It's pretty freaking good. They're already out of several sizes. They're just going to sell out fast. They always do with these closeout sales. Go to mypillow.com, promo code Jesse, and get you some all-season slippers today, all right? Or call them 800-845-0544. It is the Jesse Kelly Show. We got to mix some more Black Magic Woman in the show, Chris. That's just as good as it gets right there. What? What did you just say? Santana's got better songs? No, he doesn't. And even if he does, he doesn't have better. What's the better Santana song than Black Magic Woman, Chris? Como vea? You don't even understand como vea like I do.
Buenas tardes.
I believe strongly mental illness is glamorized in our society, and a lot of depression and many other mental health diagnoses are fabrications. That said, I have a bipolar disorder and know once I fell off the rails and required involuntary hospitalization for 17 days. As a result, I lost my Second Amendment freedoms. Sometimes I think this is reasonable, as being bipolar in a manic state is a pretty crazy experience. That said, I'm not a violent person. I was wondering what your opinion is for me to use a hero gun. Times are scary. I'd feel more safe. I value your opinion. We'll follow your advice. Keep fighting the commies. Okay, one, you're a woman. You're not bipolar. Two, no, I'm kidding. I'm joking. I know bipolar's real. Yes, get yourself a hero gun, a non-lethal gun. That's one. Two, I don't believe in keeping guns out of the hands of mentally ill people. Now, I know you're disagreeing with that. Just hang with me for a second. I have a reasoning here. Mentally ill. What's that mean? Well, I'm sure you're going through a list of things in your head that it means. Well, if you're bipolar or schizophrenic or if you're this. Okay. I got it. Okay. Let me ask you something. I want you to be honest. As long as you're not driving, I want you to do a little experiment right now. I want you to pick up your phone and I want you to go look at the last five political texts or emails you have sent to friends and family. I want you to really look at them. Go look at them. Whether they're inappropriate jokes or saying something about Joe Biden or something. Why don't you go look at them? Now, let me ask you something. Do you think the communists would think you're mentally ill if they read those texts? This is the problem. I've brought this up before. When it comes to Washington, D.C., when you have a late-stage republic like we do, and you have a government that is this corrupt and broken, do keep in mind, I just want to remind you once again that in a lame duck Congress with inflation raging because a GOP House was about to take over, both parties in the Senate joined together and passed a $1.7 trillion bill that was just a big handout to all of their friends. With inflation raging, they just joined together right in your face and just blew $1.7 trillion. You have a government that is corrupt and rotted to the very core. Therefore, you and I have to understand something. There's no such thing as a good bill coming out of Washington, D.C. There is no such thing as a good bill coming out of Washington, D.C. No matter how good it sounds. They were just campaigning on banning TikTok, and there are a bunch of different banning TikTok bills, right? And TikTok should be banned, but the Restrict Act was the leading TikTok banning bill. And so you go to you or me or our neighbor and we say, hey, should you ban TikTok? It's Chinese spyware. Absolutely ban TikTok. Pass the Restrict Act. And then people started digging into it. The Restrict Act would have let the federal government throw you in prison for social media posts. Did you know that? Your Facebook post. It was a massive federal government takeover of all social media companies. There's no such thing as a good bill coming from Washington, D.C. And if you say things like mentally ill people shouldn't have a weapon, okay, I agree, mentally ill people shouldn't have a weapon, but who determines if they're mentally ill? Well, no, Jesse, a psychiatrist will determine it. Do you have any idea how despicable the psychiatrist industry is in this country? I guess it would be psychiatry industry is in this country. I know a few of these guys, and they've told me they're changing professions. Some of the most despicable, evil communists in the United States of America are these very, very sophisticated-looking doctors who are going to sit down and, ma'am, would you tell me your issues? Okay, well, you don't like Joe Biden. Okay, You believe in freedom of speech. Okay. All right. Hey, Bob, we need to make sure we sign her up for some red flag laws. This mentally ill nut job shouldn't own a weapon. That's how that goes. I know it's hard to look at things in that way, but we have to start being a lot more cynical when we think we have solutions. This federal government has no solutions for you. There's no salvation coming from there. They can't save you. All this federal government can do is hurt you. That's all they can do. Jay Steele, I was listening to the podcast today. The subject line of this one is poaching Chris. I was listening to the podcast today, and I heard you talking about Jewish producer Chris coming into work after a date with his dime. I just wanted you to know how many shekels it would take for me to hire him. I wanted to know how many shekels it would take for me to hire him away from you. I own a junk removal business in the bluescape of New Mexico, and I need that kind of work ethic on my staff. I can't find anyone that wants to work and will show up when scheduled. Tell Chris we can eat kosher every day, and he can find lots of scrap wood to make menorahs as a side hustle or a baby crib when the chalk finally kicks in and he and his dying wife have children. Let Chris know he can apply at jessekellybook.com. He said, dang, autocorrect. I'll just listen to another show, and if Chris plays Green Grass and High Times forever, I'll know he's interested. His name is Bo. He said, P.S., looks like the bar might be hungry. The bar is hungry. I get so many complaints from employers now. And this is why, did you know, I forgot to tell you before I get to the Pentagon leaks here and headlines I didn't get to and stuff. I forgot to tell everybody. Did you know I came up with a solution for our employee issue in this nation? We have this huge employee problem where workers won't show up. They won't show up. They don't apply for a job. People can't find good workers. It's time to finally do what I've wanted to do forever and repeal the child labor laws. What? Seriously? You think I'm kidding? My 14-year-old? He'll show up. He'll show up on time. He'll bust his butt. He's already got all these side hustle jobs in the neighborhood. He'll show up on time. My 12-year-old's ready to show up. You're a junk removal business? His hands and arms work just fine. Put on some jeans and some work boots and go haul some stuff out of there. That's all we need. Look, repeal the child labor laws. That's what we need. And we have to produce more kids. That's why I hope Chris is on the male vitality stack from Chalk. Chris, 20% increase in your testosterone in 90 days. You forget Jewish. You're going to look Amish by the time you're done having kids with a male vitality stack from Chalk, Chris. Female vitality stack for the ladies. We must be strong. We must reproduce. Go to choq.com and begin. Hey, look, even if you're out of the kid market, as I am, we have to be strong, full of energy, ready to go. choq.com, promo code Jesse gets you 35% off, all right? Chalk.com, promo code Jesse. All right. Now, the Pentagon had a leak. I know you've probably already heard about it, but if you haven't, allow me to tell you again. It's really, really bad. It's really bad. What happened was they leaked all the Russia-Ukraine stuff, and it revealed the government's been lying to us about absolutely everything. The Ukrainians are getting stomped by Russia over there. I think the casualty numbers were something like 70,000 to 17,000. And keep in mind, Ukraine didn't have 17,000 people to lose. They don't have the manpower. They're getting stomped. They didn't want you to know that. They didn't want you to know that at all. And not only that, they're trying to sell you on this lasting forever.
As President Biden has said, the United States will stand with Ukraine for as long as it takes. I mean,
okay. Well, Ukraine is losing badly. That was a bit of a gut punch. Ukraine's losing badly. They're lying about everything. And now Russia knows just how involved we are in Ukraine. And with the exception of pulling a trigger, we are Ukraine. We are heavily involved. Now, it leaked from the Pentagon. What does that mean? I'll tell you in a second.
Miss something?
There's a podcast.
Get it on demand wherever podcasts are found. The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. And here is the problem with a leak like this from the Pentagon. They leaked out all of our Ukrainian strategy. They leaked out all the news on the ground. They leaked it all out.
Well, the Kremlin has had ears in the Pentagon since forever. China has had ears in the Pentagon since forever. Our intelligence, our military, our law enforcement, they're all riddled with Chinese spies. The problem is when you have a Pentagon that is focused on things like climate change and focusing on gaying up the U.S. military, when you have your priorities so out of whack, there's no way you can keep a lid on information that is necessary for you to keep a lid on. It's just not humanly possible. And this is part of what I've been warning about forever. There are only so many hours in the day. If I practice for 8 hours a day to kill you, we're going to meet in a year and we're going to have a fight to the death. And you practice for 4 hours a day to kill me. And the other 4 hours, you're learning about how evil you are for being white. Well, when we finally meet, I'm going to kill you. I maximized my time. When you have a constant announcement from the Pentagon, from the federal government, oh, we're going to focus on climate change. We got to make sure we're gayer. Oh, we got to run whitey out of here. Well, think how many incapable people are now in positions of power. And how long does it take? How long does it take to get one of these turbo freaks that are filling up our government? If you're some Russian spy chief, Chinese spy chief, how hard would it be to break one of these people and turn them into a source for you, turn them into an asset? You remember that loser? What was his name? Sam Brinton, the dude that dressed up like a woman and finally got fired because he kept stealing women's luggage. And he was into all this really weird stuff, really gross. I'm not going to say anything because kids are listening. It was really, really awful. That guy had a high up security clearance, a felon who steals women's luggage. If you're Russia, how hard do you have to look before you get something on that guy, the nuclear program guy, who will tell you critical information about our nuclear energy, maybe even our nuclear weapons? How hard do you have to look? When you fill up a government full of all these freaks, well, that's what you get. I mean, that's what you get. All right. Hey, look, let's hope we're not heading into some really crazy times, but man, it sure looks like it. We now have milk plants exploding. You hear about that today? A lot of food processing, food production places are exploding. Trains derailing. Do you have the emergency 3-month food kit from My Patriot Supply? You know that something's happening to our logistics and supply in this country, right? Whether it's incompetence, whether it's a foreign power, a domestic power, I don't care who it is, something's happening. Are you ready? My Patriot Supply has emergency 3-month food kits. Buy it, stash it. Everyone in your home needs one. If there are four of you, gotta buy four of them. At least they're $200 off per kit right now. Look, if you live alone, just get one. Don't break the bank, but you need these things, man. MyPatriotSupply.com, all right? MyPatriotSupply.com. Now, let's get to some headlines.
And now...
Here's a headline.
By the, go, you know the thing.
Headlines we didn't get to.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott seeks pardon for the man convicted in the murder of a Black Lives Matter protester. Once again, this is why you get to a red state and get out of your blue states. Because some dude was surrounded by a BLM Antifa mob, ends up putting one of them down forever. And surprise, surprise, the George Soros prosecutor in Austin removed evidence. One of the detectives in the case said he removed all this evidence that would have got the guy off scot-free, removed evidence and got the guy convicted with a jury of communists. The communist prosecutor got a jury of 12 communists to convict him. By the grace of God, we're in a red state, and he had to step in and pardon them. Let me ask you something. That happens to you in New York City. Kathy Hochul stepping in for you? That happens to you in L.A. Gavin Newsom going to step in? Bail you out? No? You're going to San Quentin for the next 30, 40 years of your life. Sound like fun? Doesn't sound like fun to me. Son of Democrat donor George Soros has visited the White House 14 times. Yes. His name's Alexander Soros. He's 37 years old. He's virtually taken over for his father. and 37. So we are once again going to allow one of these pieces of trash to spend the next 40, 50 years destroying the United States of America. Crazy. No nation would tolerate this. Louisville bank shooter ID'd as a portfolio banker. Pronouns, he, him. Yes, it is time we start treating real mental illness in this country. Not celebrating it. Not telling men they can become women and women they can become men. It's time to start calling crazy, crazy. Time to start calling up, up, down, down, left, left, and right, right. Fat is fat. Skinny is skinny. Skinny is skinny. Good is good. Bad is bad. I know we live in a post-truth society. That's why you and I have to be that truth. Wrecking crew preparing now to tow a Jeep submerged in a lake. Discover a woman is alive inside. My biggest issue with this is the woman was missing. You knew the woman was driving. It's a woman driver. And you didn't think to look at the lake that's right by the road? Gosh. Critics raise concerns about strategic petroleum reserves decline. Oh, is it a big deal that we're running out of the strategic oil reserve? We don't have the refining capability now. We've drained the strategic oil reserve now in order to give Joe Biden a temporary decrease in gas prices. All while Saudi Arabia, Iran, China, India, and Russia and Venezuela are joining forces in a gigantic oil alliance. Fighting World War III? The ships aren't going to get out of the harbor. Fauci quietly begins advising mysterious overseas anti-pandemic biolab. I'm really worried. That's from my buddy Jordan Schachtel at the Dossier Substack. I'm really worried that Fauci may be like the Antichrist or something. White House launching $5 billion program to speed coronavirus vaccines. Oh, thank goodness. I was about to have a heart attack. Biden signs bill ending coronavirus national emergency. It's wild to me there were people who thought we were still in an emergency. I haven't been in an emergency from day one. Florida lawmakers and DeSantis charge ahead on six-week abortion ban. Fine. Ban it as much as you can. If it has to be incremental, then it has to be incremental. Report, Biden's White House involved in a raid on or in Trump's Mar-a-Lago raid. Joe Biden's White House involved in the Trump Mar-a-Lago raid. What's that quote we were talking about? The greatest quote ever? Do not quote laws to men with swords. The term banana republic gets thrown around a lot now, but the truth is we are heading into a post-law country. Let's make sure we are prepped and prepared. Let's make sure we are building our own systems, our own institutions, all right? You can email me, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. I won't be here tomorrow. I have to go out of town and do Timcast, but I'll be back on Thursday. That's all.
This is an iHeart podcast.